This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by concerned citizens for nuclear safety. Here is this week's top headline. Stop House Bill 207. Keep oil and gas waste out of New Mexico waters. Last week, Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham issued a legislative message for House Bill 207, which calls for the discharge of quote-unquote produced water to New Mexico's rivers, streams, and groundwater. Produced water is a highly toxic waste byproduct of oil and gas operations. No treatment technologies currently exist that might allow for the safe discharge of produced water to water resources. House Bill 207 would require the New Mexico Water Quality Control Commission, WQCC, to authorize the discharge of quote-unquote treated produced water to New Mexico's waters despite the scientific findings from the lengthy and extensive 2025 rulemaking. The WQCC found the oil and gas industry had not identified all of the toxins and contaminants found in produced water, estimated to be at least 1,000 potential contaminants. Many are considered proprietary or trade secrets. Further, there are no water quality standards for these harmful contaminants. The WQCC found that existing treatment technologies could not effectively remove all of the contaminants to a level that would be protective of New Mexico water resources. Dan Mueller, a professional engineer and member of the New Mexico Produced Water Consortium, said, quote, "Data is lacking from sufficiently scaled pilot studies operated for required durations to determine the capabilities and limitations of treatment technologies to treat produced water. In short, there is currently insufficient information of the efficacy, reliability, and economics to assess the feasibility of beneficial use of treated produced water," end quote. It is a wonder why the governor is pushing New Mexico to ignore the results of the lengthy WQCC public hearing process that was undertaken last year, when industry has not taken the necessary steps to inform the public about the harm these contaminants can cause, create safeguards, and to discover if there is any beneficial use of produced water. After the new WQCC rules went into effect, the oil and gas industry challenged those rules. While that challenge continues, the governor put forward House Bill 207 during a short 30-day legislative session that is limited to budget items, not general policy decisions. It is anticipated that House Bill 207 could be heard early next week in the House Agricultural, Acequia, and Water Resource Committee, chaired by Representative Christina Ortiz. To access the bill, go to www.nmlegis.gov. Under Legislation, go to Bill Finder and search for House Bill 207 with the title of Water Quality Commission Produced Water Rule. Contact your legislators and urge them to vote no on House Bill 207. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.